Betts had faced this kind of calamity before, both in Marine Corps training and during brief interactions with the intelligence community. He had sat through numerous slideshows of the bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Beirut and had practiced performing rescue operations at a mock helicopter crash. So, while his 6 years in the Marines, providing force security and working post-blast investigations made him somewhat older and more prepared for this sort of tragedy, the enormity and closeness of this bombing made him begin to shake.
"Randall,"
came a familiar voice behind him, and he turned, just as his girlfriend Denise rushed into the room and hugged him tightly.
"It's horrible. All those people dead. All those children."
"What children? It's a courthouse, right?" Betts was suddenly aware of how little he knew about this story, and became frustrated that Denise knew more than he did. A month later, on May 4th, Betts called his former Marine Corps commanding officer from a payphone in the university's commissary. His CO, Daryl Beaker, had left the Corps to work for the FBI and was now tearing up the world working at the New York field office, the largest law enforcement center in the U.S. As they talked, Beaker sensed that his former Lance Corporal and platoon leader wanted back in to take up the sword and get back into the fight.
"So, what I'm hearing is that you want to leave all the polite society and start slogging your way through life again?" said Beaker warily.
Betts replied, "Captain, I don't want back into the Corps, and I don't want to spend my life waiting for some a-hole with a pistol to make a mistake. The job I did in the Middle East was ruined by extremists that use Islam as a weapon against us. And now, we've learned that it wasn't foreign terrorists that tore up Oklahoma City. It was Americans. I'm convinced that this isn't the end,